de ma tumba, de pundani de mbame. Embuli wa se poli ma topo tomunya. Hey everybody, it's me again on day 9. How's it day 9? I've done so much and it's only been 9 days. I'm in Kenya and I've just landed in Kenya. I landed in Kenya around 4 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock Kenya time, 9:50 Kenya time right now. I'm in Nairobi. Nairobi is very, very much like an Indian city in that when I was in South Africa, the sounds of South Africa were different. When I was in the room, it was silent. Over here, it's not silent. You can hear the buzz of things around. You know, when you go to a village in the middle of nowhere and there's absolute silence? Here, there isn't absolute silence. There's some sort of in the background. The cars make car noises. The cars in South Africa are absolutely silent. The cars over here, they you can hear them moving, you can hear them slowing down, you can hear squeaky axles, you can hear all of this. So it's very, very much like India. I would put it somewhere between an indoor sort of city and one of the cities in Gujarat because of the way it is. It's a little dark out on the roads. There's no lighting. I don't know why that's so. I just went out of my hotel, very posh, very swanky hotel, in order to look around, walk about. I didn't feel unsafe, but at the same time, it does feel like a sort of Harlem area in New York. So I went into the supermarkets, I guess, fairly large supermarkets, and it's not just supermarkets for groceries. On the higher floors, they have all sorts of things, including suitcases, clothes, irons, hardware, everything. I went to two supermarkets on opposite sides of the road, and both of them were more or less like this. In one of the supermarkets, they offer a meal that you pay by weight, a variety of things that you can pick. So I picked up some rice and some mutton and some potato and went upstairs. I was the only person in the upstairs eating area and I ate these out of plastic containers. I even have some potato left over which I brought to my swanky hotel. All of this cost 900 Kenyan... what is the Kenyan currency? 900... I don't know what the currency is. Shillings, I think. It looks like shillingi mia mibili is what it says. That seems to be the currency. I'll find out. I think it's shillings because the coins are definitely called shillings. So it says over here 20 shillings. Yeah, Republic of Kenya. So maybe it's all shillings. So I had it for 300 shillings. 300 shillings is about 250 rupees, something like that. Not bad. The prices of all the hardware, electronics, etc. is very much like India. So it does feel a lot like India. I'm in a really posh hotel called the Sankara. They gave me a complimentary giraffe figurine, which is the picture that you're looking at right now. And it's got everything. It's got spa, it's got swimming pool, it's got different types of creams, it's got... it's beautiful. It's a really nice hotel. It's like maybe a tad notch higher than an ITC Sonar Bangla type of hotel. So that's where I'm at. It's very different inside. The people are really helpful. I would even go so far to say that the people are more helpful and kind and considerate in this hotel than usually in an Indian hotel. And Indian hospitality, as you know, is really high. And people are quite good over here. Swahili is an interesting language. It seems like a very basic language. It's not... I don't mean to say it that way. It seems like a language that children will quickly grasp. It has a lot of things that you'll quickly retain, understand, sort of make sense. So I've picked up very little. It's my first day here. I've picked up... Abariyoka means how are you? Yoka is you. And I've picked up Asanti Sama. Thank you very much. And I don't know, there's something about Asanti, like Shanti comes from Asanti or something like that. It seems like it should mean thank you. And there's something about Sama which means like, yes, it's a lot. It's very much. And if you remember that we're coming from the cradle of human civilization, it would make sense that the words are very intuitive. And a giraffe is a tweaker. I don't know why these words seem to make sense to me, but they do. And there are a lot of repetitive words. So when you hear the airline hostess announcing things, you'll find him going something anana or something pirarara. I don't know what it means. I'm just making it up right now. But the language itself seems something that would be easily graspable. So that is Swahili. There are only 132 yellow taxi cabs in all of Nairobi. There are a few informal taxi cabs as well. That's very interesting. My taxi cab driver was very well informed, very educated sounding, and spoke very easily to me about what I should do, who they are, what their culture is, their political situation, etc. I think I'm going to have a nice time in Kenya. So far, the people have been very warm. Looking forward to hitting the ground and doing a lot of very excellent work. On the work front, it's a toll, it's taxing. Every day, there's so much to churn out, which is why I can't believe that only 9 days has happened. I am fairly exhausted. So, a few apologies to go out there. I apologize for not really preparing these booze as they go along. Sort of rambling on, and I apologize. I know that if it was tighter, if it has subjects, and I started myself preparing first 2 days, I think I prepared something, not on day zero, but on day one and day two, I prepared something and then went along with it. But I think even though this is going to be around for a long time, it's all right to sort of be in the moment and search for yourself as you're talking into something. So it's good. I'm enjoying doing it. I'm happy that there's going to be a record of Africa, and I'm happy that it's an instantaneous and spontaneous record, so you'll forgive me for that. And now I'm going to relax, and I'm going to eat some fruit, and you're going to listen to some more Richard Bona. Alukuya seka na moyi de munati, dingen na la pente.